The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
This is Dubai 92's Big Breakfast.
Let's go.
It was great.
Roll call. Jono, here. Joey?
Here.
Nat?
Here!
Yay! Welcome back, Nat.
Thank you. So happy to be home. I didn't go anywhere, by the way.
No. She was here, but you were celebrating with your family for the last couple of days.
Yeah, so I wasn't home here in the studio, and it feels like I've been gone weeks. It was 3 days.
You're going to be so proud of me. As in, I got emotional almost thinking about this. I won on the Are You Smarter quiz both days. Both days,
I
or maybe 3 days.
I'm very proud of you. Yeah. You tell me what I can order to celebrate. I heard it because I was up early doors anyway.
Yeah.
And I was very proud of you then.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, you did well.
I felt like I held the side together. I was like the sticky tape for us while you were away.
We've got the Kickstarter quiz on the way in just a few minutes. So happy to be back on the show. Let's kick some music off, shall we?
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
Dubai 92, it's The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat. Yay!
Yay, the team is back together again. We got the band back together this morning.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Which is good because it's Sing It Out Day. I don't know if Sing It Out Day is to do with like karaoke, but it's apparently a day to let it fly with a special tune to someone to let you know how you feel. What was that song, Puddle of Mud?
Wow.
Do you remember? Blurry, I think, was the name of the song. Yeah.
Yeah, blurry eyed or something.
Oh no, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
That's Stressed Out, isn't it?
The one She Hates Me. That was the one I was thinking of. That would have been a good song to sing it out for today.
Why?
No,
because I've just been off for a couple of days.
Not you. Just people in general, I think. That's what I feel is the vibe on it.
What happened to you while I was gone that you feel like that? Joey, has he been well behaved?
He's been okay. I mean,
yeah?
Nothing pops my mind. I did no wrong.
I didn't get into it. There was nothing. Yeah. HR were not involved in any issues while you were off, and that I can say is normally a win.
Why do you save that for while I'm away? Then it's like when I come back, I have to mother you all over again.
No, because I feel like you're the responsible adult
when?
In this situation, Chip.
Where?
And what you do is keep me on the straight and narrow, and make sure. And when you shake your head, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking of saying. So that's why HR normally get involved only at times when you're off of the show.
Nobody could keep you on the straight and narrow like nobody.
No, but they could try. They could try and fail.
Yeah.
Joey on the Kickstarter quiz, though,
he
was like gold. Honestly,
not
he was like gold.
It was pretty abysmal.
No, I think you misunderstood me. He was like gold, as in that he was quite pretty to look at, but very dense. Very dense and very dense in general.
Oh.
So that was why he was like gold.
That is some shade.
That's why today I'm glad that you're back answering questions in just a few minutes.
I thought, you know, what you could have said is, like, he's like gold, but it was gold plated.
Yeah, no. He was very much.
Were ridiculous, I gotta be honest.
The questions were ridiculous,
were
they?
Yeah, they were.
Or a bad workman blames his tools. What?
No.
At least you got a hat trick of wrongness yesterday. I noticed that. I was like, well done you. At least you're consistent. Lee Bad.
We'll show you how it's really done in a few minutes, Joey.
Really?
We'll see.
Will we?
She's the expert.
Now watch me do exactly what you did.
No. You'll be fine. I'm doing nice and simple questions.
That's nice because
I've
like cumulative amount of sleep that I've had in the last 72 hours is very little.
Happy birthday to Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber. He is 76 today.
And happy birthday to Reese Witherspoon, who's 48 today, and I am today years old, finding out that her first name is actually Laura.
Is it? I thought it Laura Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah,
that's a bit of a mouthful.
So I wonder if at home they call her Laura, or they call her Reese
or Lou, maybe. And William Shatner is 93 today.
Beat me up, Scotty.
And we'll do the Kickstarter quiz on the way.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat,
a Dubai 92 podcast.
I love it. It's Noah Kahan on Dubai 92 with Stick Season. It's Jono and Nat's with you.
Joey's performance in the Kickstarter quiz was very much lackluster, so to speak.
Don't expect better from me.
Oh no, I will. Here's three questions. Watch.
That was only the second day, by the way.
Oh,
first day I was really good.
Yeah, I heard you then too.
Did you get 3 out of 3 on the first day?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I made
did.
Them easy though. Then yesterday I actually put a challenge to you and
exactly.
You failed. Question number one. The autobiography entitled Life is a Roller Coaster was written by which boy band member?
Ronan Keating.
You don't even want the multiple choice, Nats?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, Nats, that's impressive.
Why don't you ask me sport questions next time? Because these are just music questions.
Joey, you know your beeswax. Mind it.
Just saying.
Question number two.
Yes.
In 1966, what did the dog named Pickles find in a garden? Was it a treasure chest, the World Cup, or a Declaration of Independence?
It was the Declaration of Independence. I don't know. It was the World Cup.
He found the World Cup.
Yeah, he found the World Cup, yeah.
Half a point, because she got there eventually.
Yeah.
Half point.
Yeah.
I don't get those.
What?
I don't get those.
No, you don't.
I mean, I don't know about you, Joey, but I wasn't around in 1966. Clearly, it was Jono's time.
The American Formula One Grand Prix.
American Formula One Grand Prix.
Yeah, it's the Formula One Grand Prix, the one that's held in the US. So there's all the different stages. There's Bahrain, there's Abu Dhabi. Yeah, yeah, there's all the different stages. Yeah. And your brother's big into the race, the car racing thing.
The cars driving around.
From 2000 to 2007, it was held in one specific location. What was that location in the US? Was the Formula One held in Indianapolis, New York, or Las Vegas?
It was in Indianapolis. Yes, ding it.
Yeah, 2.5 out of 3, Nats. Well done.
2.5 out of 3. I love this gentle Jono.
I never get that when you're off.
Well, no, but he's not actually being loving towards me. What he's doing is passively throwing shade at you by being nice to me.
It's a workaround.
It's a sibling thing.
It's a workaround.
No.
I can see that, yeah.
And,
Well done, Nats.
Ask either of us the question this morning in something where the stakes are exceptionally high. Are you smarter is back in just a few minutes.
But the prerequisite is it has to be an answerable question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like you've been lucky. There were like answerable questions that were thrown at you.
Yeah.
So that's what needs to happen today as well.
Look, I'd ideally like it to be an easy question. That would mean the scores would be tied.
That would be nice.
I know, but wouldn't it be great to also have a win? So let's see how we get on first and foremost, and then we'll make some decisions with regards to how we're going to decide who is the winner of this season, because this is the first time we've ever been with a fighting chance of actually walking away with a win for a season of Are You Smarter.
Well, we're one behind, mate, so we have to first tie.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well,
so just like, walk before you run.
We'll come back to it in just a few.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nats,
a Dubai 92 podcast.
It's your Friday morning. It's Dubai 92 with Jono and Nats on The Big Breakfast. Yay, reunited, and it feels so good. Let's go west. I needed that tune today.
It's the last day of school term. Yay! Which means it's the last chance to play along with this.
Are you smarter than Jono and Nats?
And putting us through the paces this morning is Johara, who's 11 years old, on her way to Scholars. Good morning, Johara. How you doing?
Good.
Are you excited for the last day of term?
Yeah.
You got anything planned for the holidays?
Yeah.
What have you got planned?
I don't know.
She'll see.
That's good. Kind of how I feel about holidays all the time. Big question. Who do you want to ask this morning a question to and Are You Smarter? Jono or Nats?
Yeah, Jono.
Jono.
Okay. Yay.
Let's get your question for the tie for us. Good luck. If you get it correct, you'll win tickets to Global Village this morning.
Okay. What is the number of the island where the park is located?
What is located?
So...
In the movie Jurassic Park, what is the name of the island where the park is located?
In the movie Jurassic Park, which is Jono's favorite movie
Isla's,
of all time.
Island number and Isla Sorna. So, what are you looking for here? The name or the number?
The name.
Isla Sorna, island number and Isla Sorna. Both islands are there, but there's two islands with dinosaurs in it. So either of those would have been a correct answer.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's Island Number.
Yes, it's my favorite movie. Yes!
Johara, that is a lovely question that you asked him. It's his favorite movie of all time. I knew he was going to be able to answer it.
Johara, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay. Oh, that is amazing. Yay. Guys, but serious question here, right?
Okay.
That takes us to a tie, right, Joey?
Yeah, and I think we can win this.
So, how do we go about proving that? Because now we have to...
We still have tickets.
We still have tickets to go to Global Village because I've won 3 times. I don't want to blow my own trumpet here, but 3 times.
So.
All right, I won a couple before I went off for a couple of days as well.
Yeah,
it's not all you, boo.
No, it's not all me out of the massive amount. I think, is it 15-15? Is it something like that? Or 16,
no, it's 13-all.
13-13, yeah, 13-all.
So we need there to be a win. It needs to be the kids or it needs to be us. So we'll do it again.
One more time.
Yeah. Smarter.
Answerable question, yes.
0487155 33. Send the word smarter in. And we'll do one more. I don't want to preempt this, but I've brought a trophy and some party poppers in the unlikely likely event that we win this morning.
Oh,
it's
my
never
goodness. Please ask Jono another question and just have him lose.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nats.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
That's Nikki York. It's Jono and Nats, and this is The Big Breakfast. It's a huge day. Today's the last day of school term, but it's also a chance for Jono and Nats for the first time in the history of playing this to win Are You Smarter for a season.
Are you smarter than Jono and Nat?
No pressure, no pressure.
The scores are tied at 13 each. Whoever gets asked this question today, the weight of this entire contest is upon their shoulders.
No, that's not. I don't want that kind of pressure on you, Jono.
I do. I want the pressure. I work well under pressure. Okay. I'm getting hives. Oh my
goodness.
You've
heard this. Jono wants the pressure, so you should be asking Jono the question.
Let's go to the phones. For the last time this season, Are You Smarter? For a chance to win tickets to Global Village, Freya is on the line. Good morning, Freya.
Good morning, Jono.
Oh, you're so cute. How do we even do this?
I hate to have to crush your dreams. Freya, how old are you?
I'm 8.
And what school do you go to?
JPS.
What's
JPS.
Your favourite subject?
Science.
Now, oh my goodness.
Who do you want to ask a question to this morning? Jono or Nats?
Nats.
Jono.
Oh, no.
I can't. This is not nice.
Nats, pep talk time. You're going to have to. Let's do it. Freya, you get to ask a question to Nats this morning, and if she cannot get it correct, you'll win tickets to Global Village. But if she does get it correct, we win Are You Smarter. It's a big deal for us because the kids have always won this every season. So I'd
why can't we be generous and like give the tickets to Global Village away regardless of who wins?
Because that's not how life works, is it?
You
can't be Gen Alpha. Everyone gets a medal. No.
Yeah, you mean like Oprah, you get a car and you get a car.
Freya, ask your question. Nats will have 10 seconds to think about it. You better utilise those 10 seconds, Natalie.
All right, just shush.
Freya, good luck to Nats, to both of you. Let's get your question, please.
How many James Bond movies are there?
Wow.
You are surely going to know this.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of them. How many James Bond movies are there? I think about 25, 27, 27, 25. I'm going to stick with 25. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong.
She's wrong?
Oh my goodness.
How many were there?
27.
No! No! I cannot believe I said 27 and then stuck with 25.
Freya.
Always go with your gut. That's what you need to learn, right?
The tickets are yours, Freya. You're off to Global Village. I can't just like, because that's, you said the correct answer and then you second guessed yourself.
I second guessed myself. Freya. I should have just gone with my gut. The number 27 appeared in my head, you know, sometimes like, and then I went, nah, you know, I try to calculate like how long has James Bond been around, and I thought, you know, a quarter of a century, that's pretty good.
It's so sad. Freya, are you still there?
Yeah.
Can I ask, so, because Nats did get it right and then she gave the wrong answer out. Can we point anyway?
I stuck with 25. No, definitely not, Jono.
All right, guys.
You've got to be a good
but
loser.
I had my party popper.
Freya, I thought it was a great question. It was an answerable question. I should have gone with my gut. And in like many things in my life, I second guess it and then I pivot. And I, you know, here's what you take out of it. Don't pivot.
The trophy was 19 dirhams.
Yeah, you know who the trophy goes to? The kids!
The kids won. Well done, Freya. Congratulations to you and to all the kids of the UAE. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Freya. Have a great one.
Oh, don't rub salt in my wound by playing this.
Celebrate good times. Come on!
We are a very different ilks.
Yeah, we are. We're very different.
I'm devastated.
It's about trying your best. And you know what? I tried my best and I almost had it.
What am I going to do with the trophy? If anyone wants to buy a trophy,
I can tell you what to do with it.
Don't say that. If anyone wants to buy a trophy, I have a lovely trophy here that is up for grabs.
It's very shiny.
And a party popper as well, if anyone would like that. Well, I think I might have celebrated too soon by going and buying the trophy.
Yeah,
That's probably my own fault.
I think you did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, girls just want to have fun. Freya, enjoy this. Well done to the kids. Cyndi Lauper.
Coming for this trophy next season.
Come on, Jono.
Next season.
Get with the vibes of this Friday. Girls just want to have fun. Sing it.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
So good, so good. Can somebody please bring Cyndi Lauper to Dubai? I did hear that she's apparently thinking about doing like an Avatar show, the same way that ABBA have done. And I'd be happy with that as well, really. It's Dubai 92 and you're with Jono and Nat.
Listen, I don't want to seem like a sore loser here, but
but
I
you
might
are
be.
Coming across as one.
Well, no, because the James Bond question, right? You said 25, 27, you gave, and then you settled on 25 and it was wrong. And Freya said the correct answer was 27. After a little bit of research on this, technically, you're kind of right.
That's, what do you mean research?
Freya
You've
was
gone
right.
on the internet.
Yeah. There was two James Bond movies, Casino Royale from 1967 and Never Say Never Again from 83, that were not considered official James Bond movies, which takes the official number of James Bond movies down to 25. But because he'd sold off the rights to it, right? So Ian Fleming sold off the rights to those two particular movies. They're not part of the Eon group. So 25 or 27, it depends on what school of thought you're from. So, I don't know, maybe we should put it to a vote. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Put it to a vote. What's the vote then?
Well, like, should we be given another chance maybe after?
You mean, should we get a point?
Should we get a point? And then if we get the
so
point, we get another chance.
Freya can still have the tickets, but you're saying,
hey, for the tickets.
Both answers were right. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And then we'll play it again maybe later on, which means the whole show today is going to be
0487155333 on WhatsApp. Apparently, Jono's not going to let this one go.
No.
And he would like your vote, please.
And if everyone says unanimously, no, you know, it's fair enough, Freya won, 27 was the correct answer, then we won't play it again and the kids can have the win. But I'm just saying.
But just so that I understand you, what you're saying is the internet says both answers are technically correct.
Technically. Yes.
There's 25 official James Bond movies, but two rogue movies that aren't actually considered James Bond movies, but that feature James Bond in them.
So you're both right. It's very rare that this would happen, so we do need the public opinion on this. Please, 0487155333. Get in touch, and it doesn't want to seem like I'm a sore loser, but I am a sore loser.
Yeah, where is it hurting exactly?
Everywhere.
Three things you need to know. Powered by the Dubai First low-rate credit card.
Get a welcome bonus of 1,000 dirhams when you sign up. And a low interest rate of just 1.99%. It really can help make life more affordable. Apply on the Dubai First mobile app. Conditions apply.
If you've got visitors over Ramadan, it's really cool. They're going to get a stamp that, well, you and I are not going to be able to get, because it is a stamp welcoming visitors into
Dubai for Ramadan, right?
Yes, but it's a Ramadan in Dubai logo stamp that is very limited edition and only for the next couple of weeks.
A huge change is on the way to roadside petrol stations. Emirates have launched something called Project Landmark, which is going to allow you to bid for the naming rights to a service station. So basically, in Dubai and Northern Emirates, they're rebranding them to whichever company wins the rights. So you could, if you had enough cash behind you, have the Nats petrol station. I could see myself filling up my fuel at Nats.
Really?
That'd be a nice
concept. You're going to bid to name it after me?
Yeah.
How very sweet of you. Conor McGregor, your neighbour, right? He says that his new role in the Roadhouse movie reboot, which apparently dropped on Amazon Prime yesterday, is just the beginning of his acting career. He's really going to embrace it. He said he loved it. The experience was amazing. And when he was asked recently, hey, are you going to do anything else? And he's like, to be sure.
No, he didn't say. He said, yeah, for sure. I'm mad keen to do a bit more acting right now. You know, I'll be getting into a bit more on-screen stuff. And I've never done some acting before, so I'll be up for doing a bit more of that in the near future. That was a clip of actual Conor McGregor there. And that is three things.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's beautiful, the things that are.
That's Benson Boone. It's Jono and Nat on The Big Breakfast. So we played Are You Smarter this morning. I hate to keep going on about it, but sorry.
Do you hate it? Because you just keep doing it.
Contention with the question, because both answers, 25 and 27, on how many James Bond movies were correct. We asked you, what did you think? Joel saying, as part of the public jury, I have no objection. You can have the point. And the kid, that was Freya, will get the tickets, which is, I think.
Yeah, that wasn't up for debate. She gets the tickets anyway. That's not what's up for debate right now.
Carl says, no, from my side, everyone can't get a medal, as was so nicely explained by Jono. You are correct, Carl. I will take that on board. Thank you very much. Nobody asked your opinion.
Katya said, 25 Bond movies only. Redo smarter.
Okay. So we pass it to a third party, which is silent producer Joy.
Yeah, you've gone through all the text messages, of which there have been copious amounts, and?
I mean, so far, everyone wants us to redo Are You Smarter?
Yeah, so she can have the tickets.
She can have the tickets, obviously.
So this is just for a chance for Jono to
gloat.
gloat and have a win.
Yeah. Right. So we need kids then. If there's still going to be kids in the car, text the word smarter to our WhatsApp 0487155333 and we'll cram it in.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
It's Justin Timberlake on Dubai 92 off his new album, which you should absolutely listen to. It's called Selfish.
We're, for the third time this morning, I kid you not, playing this.
Are you smarter than Jono and Nat?
I would like to disassociate myself with this endeavor.
You do you, boo, unless you could ask the question. So we were asked a question where two answers were possible. Nat's gave one answer, the other answer was given by the kids. So Freya's keeping the tickets this morning to go along to Global Village. We've allocated another set of tickets for one more chance to play because the scores are tied, 13 apiece. And there needs to be a winner at the end of this as we're on the last day of school term. So we are, for the last time this season, playing Are You Smarter again for another chance to
win. So that Jono can just feel all sorts of things.
Listen, if it's all fair and square, then no issue. On the line to take us on for the last time this season is Cameron. Good morning, Cameron.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, hello. Cameron. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
What school do you go to?
BSAT, British School, Al Kabirat.
Nice.
What's your favourite subject?
Math.
Math. Who would you want to ask a question to this morning, Jono or Nats?
Jono.
Oh.
Good job. And it's math related, it's a good job.
Here's the rules of this. A couple of terms and conditions apply. The question needs to be answerable. If I can't answer it fair and square within 10 seconds, the tickets are yours, but also the point is yours for the kids. You're winning this for every kid who's played this from January right through until now, right? Or maybe February, I don't remember. So the weight of this is on your shoulders. I don't want to psych you up or anything, but this is my attempt to psych you up.
Yeah, he is. Just don't focus on any of that, Cameron, all right? You just focus on your question and
Cameron,
let's see.
Let's go. I'm ready.
How many teeth did a megalodon shark have?
Megalodon what?
Sorry. I know this.
I know how many
they had, because we've discussed this before. It was 276, because we got asked a question about a megalodon shark previously, and we also got asked about regular sharks. So
yeah,
I'm pretty sure
did.
It's 276.
And they only eat with 50.
I'm sticking with it. I'm not going to change it. I'm going to go with 276. Cameron, am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
I'm right.
What?
Oh. I'm right.
Yeah.
I'm right. Guys, I'm right. I'm right. Yay!
Goodness, what just happened in here?
What?
You actually had a party popper in here?
Yeah, I told you it was going to have a party popper. Cameron, that was an answerable question. We got asked that before. I appreciate you, Cameron.
Oh my goodness, we're about to get in so much trouble.
Oh my
you
goodness,
do not
I just
know
the
mess that Jono has just made in the studio.
Should have gone a bit further. Guys, it's on the roof.
Oh my goodness gracious, what have you
Cameron,
done?
Cameron, thank you so much for that question. I think, did you intentionally ask me that knowing that I'd know the answer?
No.
No?
Well, you could have lied and said yes.
You're a winner in my eyes. Cameron, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
It's all over my laptop, mate. It's in my hair.
You could have aimed it that way.
Like, buddy, you've got it all over the equipment in the studio.
We might have to get a feather duster. Do we have a feather duster in the studio?
Oh, I don't know. Do you? Because you pulled a party popper out of somewhere.
I feel like we could be in trouble over this.
No, there's no we. There is no we in this.
Also, trophy. I have a trophy. Ding, 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 ding. It's made of plastic. It was 19 dirhams. What do you expect? This is for me and for Nats on our first win ever in Are You Smarter in the history of the competition.
I feel like it was all you, boo, but like, enjoy that what you can, because you've really made a muck of the studio.
Oh, well. Traffic check on the way next. I'll try and clean this up over here. How are we going to do that?
Oh, my goodness.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nats.
A Dubai 92 podcast.com.
Nats has cleaned up my mess, so I, as per usual, have made a mess, and Nats is cleaning it up.
Story of my life.
Here's where the traffic lies right now. E311 is a 17-minute delay, 20 minutes of a slowdown on the E11 by Airport Road and Tripoli Street. That's both at the junction for Sharjah as well. Aside from that, it actually looks fairly free moving in Dubai, aside from, well, you'd expect it, Hesse Street, Sakeem Street slowing you down by about 11 minutes this morning, but nothing else that I can see. E44 this morning actually looks fairly free moving, aside from a D3 Dubai Design District and D71 junction by the hotels at Business Bay. That is kind of slow. 0487155333 for anything else that you spot. Dubai 92 traffic is powered by Yas Island, and it is 8:24 on the way. Your chance to win with the Tap House Dubai Tapped Out returns in just a few minutes.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat,
a Dubai 92 podcast.
Taylor Swift, Taylor's version. I love it. It's Dubai 92U with Jono and Nats. Jono has made a muck of the studio and I've been tidying it up for the last few minutes. Well, this is a story of my life.
Thanks to Madhav, he's coming. Morning, Madhav. Morning. Say hi. Say hi. He's coming to help us clean the studio. He's brought a vacuum cleaner, which I'm going to utilise as well to clean everything. It's really sticky, that glitter stuff, isn't it? It's got everywhere.
In my hair. You don't know. It was like raining glitter from my hair.
Yay. I don't know how we're going to get the roof. Madhav, we're going to have to vacuum the roof somehow as well. You know, a long stick or something like that. That looks like it's going to be fun. We'll vacuum when we off the radio as opposed to on because it might distract you.
It's on the screen.
It's on the screens collectively, not just one. Right now, your chance to grab 500 dirhams to go and spend at the Tap House. There's celebrating their first birthday on the 28th of March. That's at the venue at Dubai Hills. It turns one. Your first drink will be a dirham.
Yes. Well, what you have to do to win that is play along with Tapped Out.
Have a listen and tell us how many taps you can hear. All week long, people were getting it very quickly. Yesterday, a little bit trickier. And today, well, I've saved the best for last.
Is it
so
the trickiest?
Speak. Yes. You ready? Have a listen to this. How many taps can you hear?
Is this a joke?
No. Maria, good morning.
Maria, hi.
Maria, how many taps, Maria?
I'm going to make a guess. Is it 25?
It's not 25.
Not 25 taps.
Brenna, good morning, Brenna.
Good morning.
Brenna, how many taps?
20.
It's not 20, Brenna.
Oh. He really gave it some welly today with
Khaled.
The tappage.
Good morning, Khaled. Oh, he's gone. That was fun. Abby, good morning.
Morning. I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah?
It's 19?
19 is not correct.
We've had someone who was closer than 19. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ariz.
Ariz, what do you think the answer is?
I think it's 21.
No, higher. It's not.
It's higher than 21, guys. It's higher than 21.
Oh, wow. Good morning. Who's this?
Well, this is Ryan here. How are you?
We're
very good,
Ryan. Ryan.
How's it? How many?
27.
Wow, Ryan! You did it!
Well done, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, 27 is correct. You got the cash to spend down at Tap House Dubai Hills. Enjoy.
Oh, stoked. Thanks so much, guys. What a great start to the weekend.
Yeah, it is. Really is. And don't forget, you can check out the taphouse.ae for more details. We will take a quick few minutes of a break. We'll take your news headlines and some music while we clean up the studio.
It should be you cleaning up
I'll
the studio.
Up, I'll
you know,
clean up. I'll
all I've seen is Joey and I cleaning up the mess that you initially made and then the mess that you made worse by chucking it onto the floor.
Sorry, excuse me. Trophy holder over here. I'm going to pass it to Nats now so you can be the trophy holder.
No,
we can't
okay.
keep it.
I don't want it.
Okay. Well, you deserve it.
I don't even want to touch
it. No, you deserve it too.
No.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nats. A Dubai 92 podcast.
Jono and Nats on The Big Breakfast. Part-time lover, maybe full-time unemployed after this morning's antics in the studio, just for me.
Jono let go of a party popper in the studio. The studio got covered in glitter. It's still covered in glitter, as is my hair. And we just got a text in saying that there is a surefire way of getting rid of glitter from the hair. Care to give me the life hack, please, Jono?
Yes, this one's come through from Abby this morning. Nats, I've recently had an overwhelming glitter situation. Well, that doesn't sound like fun. From my daughter's birthday party. And the advice I found useful for my 72-year-old mum was to use talcum powder, especially for your hair. It worked like a charm. Because you got to understand, it's because it's so small that the surface area,
it'll stick to it and then you can shake it out.
Yeah?
Talcum powder is essentially dry shampoo. So never use dry shampoo again. Just use talcum powder because there's less chemicals in it.
Exactly. And Paul's got in touch on our WhatsApp 04871 5533.
So, Jono, you bought a cheap party popper, you let it off in the studio, and now you've covered your workspace in glitter.
Yep.
Are you smarter? I'd say no.
Well,
I have to agree with Paul there.
For once, yeah, I think Paul might be onto something there.
And you also, you know, you got yourself a trophy, and I don't think the trophy should be for any kind of like "Are you smarter?" win. It should be for you being the worst sore loser I have ever come across.
No. This is the trophy for "Are you smarter?" Oh, that part is metal. Oh, it's just the base is plastic. This be quality, guys. 19 dirhams from the 1 to 20 dirham shop in Hesse Street.
You take it home with you, yeah?
I will, yeah.
And put it on your shelf.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
The Big Breakfast, Friday morning, 23 degrees right now. It's supposed to get up to around 27 later today. Cloudy conditions and a bit windy through the weekend.
It was very hot for a few days and then last night it was nippy again.
Yeah, it's
and
gonna,
I appreciated it.
It's going to drop down by Tuesday with some rain expected as well. We're Jono and Nats and this right here is The Big Breakfast.
So you've heard of maternity, paternity leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought of the concept of paternity leave?
I can kind of guess what this is going to be, but
well,
go on.
Because you rescued Lana Banana over a year now. Mm-hmm. You have a dog, right? Mm-hmm. And dogs are a lot more high maintenance than cats. For example, you can leave a cat during the day when you go off to work and they do their business. They've got their litter tray. They're not as ravenous as dogs are. So they feed themselves, eat a little now, eat a little bit later. They know how to pace themselves, basically, right?
Right.
But dogs, especially if you have a dog by yourself and you don't have anybody at home to look after the dog, you got to go home, you got to walk the dog, you got to go feed the dog, that kind of thing, or, you know, put it in doggy daycare. Maybe you can't afford that. So the concept is dog owners these days are feeling like they should be entitled to paternity leave. Paternity.
So time off to
time
look,
off
after,
to
your
look
dog.
After your dog. Say, for example, you get a brand new puppy. They need a lot of looking after, you know, to potty train them and all of that, you know. So what are your thoughts around it? Do you feel like, hey, you know what? I should be able to get an extended lunch break if you were to work in a 9-to-5 job, not this job that you
not
do
this,
here,
yeah.
Where we're part-timers basically, right? To go home, look after the pooch and come back. So an hour is simply not going to do it. We work with somebody that when he first got his puppy, he would have to use his full lunch break to spank it home, walk the dog, feed the dog and then get back to work on time.
Which is fine, right? And I get it, but it's so much different than a kid. There's no, and I know a lot of pet parents will say, no, you know, that's my baby. I get it. Lana Banana's my baby. I totally understand that. But no, I don't think I'm entitled to time off of work in order to look after her welfare. And I'm surprised that I'm the one saying this, I know.
Yeah, I really I know, thought that, you know,
I don't
you're
think so.
I mean, not you, because you finish work at 10, but if you had a 9-to-5 job, would you still agree with that?
I would. And I hate to say this, I really do. I do, because I've had situations where I've had a cat who sadly passed away, and at that time I had to bring the cat to the vet, and it was awful. I didn't have the cat put to sleep or anything like that, but I went to the vet with the cat when it was quite sick. And I still came to work that day because I feel like there's a level of responsibility as an adult that you have to have when you are a pet parent. It's not the same as when you have...
No, but they
you know,
are. You know,
understand.
You love them akin to, you know, them being your children.
I understand
like
that.
If you think about them, you feed them, you walk them, you play with them, you pay for their health insurance, you take them to the vet. You know, it's like the equivalent of basically putting aside a college fund to look after their,
yeah.
our furry friends, right?
Yeah, they're going to cost Joey? 1/10 of the amount of a child, though. Just
what
I'm
do you
a
think?
Jono. I'm a Jono on this one. Because the next thing you know it... you'll start coming in late because you have to drop it off at doggy daycare. Have to pick them up early. You have to leave early. I mean,
but
I
this
don't know.
Is
it's just
this
not
is
the same.
Assuming that one can afford doggy daycare. That is expensive.
Yeah, it is. I don't listen. And luckily, I'm fine now. She doesn't need anything. She's fine at home. But she's not at home for a very long period of time. So yes, I can see both sides of the point of view here. But I do think as well, as a responsible pet owner, you need to make sure that you've got enough time before you take that pet
before
into your
you
life.
Adopt a pet.
Exactly.
That is exactly what I think as well. Right? Like you know, you have to have the support, whether it's your family or a partner or whoever. But have the sort of infrastructure. For especially if it's a dog, for that dog to be looked after properly, whether it's in doggy daycare or that somebody's going to walk it and look after it and not make it feel alone.
And we're lucky enough to live in a city where there are not just 24-hour veterinary clinics, but also even your regular normal ones will be open till late, at least 2 or 3 nights a week. So you can make those appointments at times that work around. It's much like doctor's appointments, I feel like, are much more adjustable here based upon people's schedules. Clinics are open till 9 p.m. at night. It's much easier.
So if you had a puppy and it's like a little puppy, brand new, and needs so much more attention than like a Lana does, for example, would you not want paternity leave? Just
no.
a little bit of time off so that you can get that dog ready to live in your house.
Yes, I want that time off. I think it should be taken from your holidays.
Okay.
You take it from your holidays, your days in lieu, whatever you have. It is your decision to do that. You deserve to take that time off. It's a totally different ball game than parenting.
Of course
totally different. And that's why
of
I think
it is.
That is. And I agree with paternity leave for dads. And I think maternity leave for mums,
of course,
100%.
Of
I think
course.
It needs to be longer. But no, for your pet, I think you need to do that
on your
own
time. The
only
reason I was bringing this up is because like I have friends who recently just got some puppies and they were having this whole discussion where they're like, we should be entitled to paternity leave. And I was like, what is that?
Yeah,
and so I wanted your opinion.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
One of Australia's finest experts, but... Here's a fun fact. John Farnham wasn't actually Australian. Born in England, moved to Australia when he was 10 years old and became an Australian citizen just before he got the Australian of the Year in 1987. So he wasn't actually an Australian up
but
until then.
But considers himself Australian.
And he's one of Australia's biggest exports. Right up there with Kylie Minogue.
NXS.
And
ACDC.
And Danny Minogue as well, of course, obviously.
Men at Work.
Men at Work are also probably up there. It is time for something you didn't, Joe, at this time yesterday. Where our normally silent producer, Joe. Hello.
Hi.
Chimes in with something that educates us and also leaves us elated into the weekend.
No pressure, Joey.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
You know how sometimes you are on a website and they want to know if you aren't actually a robot or not?
The captcha.
Yeah, you have to prove yourself. So a series of pictures you have to pick.
Crosswalks.
Traffic.
Bicycles.
Bridges.
I never thought
that would be how I prove I'm a human, would be deciding which picture has got a bridge in it or not. But yeah, I know that.
There's also the option where you have to just, you know, check a box that says, I'm not a robot.
Right.
There's also that option. Yeah. Some websites have that only.
Oh, yeah.
Just check that.
I thought you meant I didn't have to keep looking for the bicycles. No, I fail it a lot, by the way. It keeps giving me different options, and I'm like, why? I clicked all the bicycles.
Hidden
anyway,
bikes.
Go on.
Okay. Well, what if I told you that clicking that check allows the website to go through your history so that it can find out if you're actually a robot or not? Because that's how the AI can tell. It just goes through your history and checks what you've searched for and where you've been, and then it can decide whether you're a human or not.
No, I don't like that.
So, yeah. It's in the terms and conditions, I bet, right? Because nobody ever clicks those to look at them. I bet you it's in the terms and conditions, being like, if you click this box, here's what you're agreeing to.
But it if you don't be. Click the box, then you can't get access to whatever. You can't pay for your thing. You can't do anything. You have to click the box.
Yeah, you have to click it, yeah. And when you click that, then it knows where you've been and what you've done.
My car started to do that. Can somebody explain why?
Sorry?
My car has started to do that. You've parked your car here. You know, I get into the car and then Maps just decides the best route for you to go to work is this. How do you know I'm going to work at 5 o'clock in the morning?
No, that's very simple. I know the answer to exactly that. Your Maps bases it upon your previous history of what you've done. So normally it tells me, for instance, at about 1 o'clock on a Saturday, it's like, you normally head to JLT at this time. Would you like to go on that route? It does that predictively. That's your Google history. It's saving it to your phone.
Why has that started all of a sudden? It didn't used to do it before.
It's got into the swing of things now. You've had the car for
maybe
a little while.
Maybe it's an update.
I'm not into the ticking and the history viewing that Joey just talked about, and I'm not into the map telling me where it thinks I'm going at a certain time of day.
What if it looks through and it finds some embarrassing stuff in your history? Does it judge you as well, I wonder?
Well, it's an AI. I don't think it cares.
I don't know. I was Googling Leo Sayer yesterday, so I'm just saying, nobody's Googled him in a long, long time. And in the Kate Middleton fiasco from the farm shop pictures, I've been heavily Googling that the last couple of days as well.
The internet has made many a funny meme based on that one.
Yes, but I like that. That is a good fact. I didn't know that that's what the captcha thing did, Joy.
The picture one, and I'm not sure about this, it might be incorrect, but I've been told that when you click on, say, a bicycle or whatever it is, you're actually teaching the AI what a bicycle looks like. Yeah,
wow.
That's what you're actually doing.
So we're educating the AI by doing captchas. So we're helping the computers by proving we're not computers.
I don't want to help the computers.
Yeah.
Was that your scary music?
It was X-Files.
Oh, it didn't sound like X-Files, my love. It sounded like a lullaby.
Close, yeah.
Well, somebody play the X-Files. That's exactly what it sounds like when
you
play the X-Files. Wait. Wait. See?
Yeah.
No way, it wasn't really.
No, it wasn't close.
No.
Joy, that's good. I'm going to give you an 8.
Me too.
Oh, thank you.
That gives you a collective 16. Something didn't Joe this time yesterday, back after the weekend.
Silent Joe will now resume his long, awkward silence.
Starting now.
Awkward.
The Big Breakfast with Jono and Nat.
A Dubai 92 podcast.
We are stepping into the weekend, but... Oh. Sheena this morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome back. How's it going?
And so many questions. Which one would you like us to answer?
There was only one question.
There was one question.
I've been here since very early.
I'm like, what did I ask you that I needed
How's it
to
going?
Answer?
It's going well. Welcome back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And happy Friday. Yay.
Yay.
Slap on the wrist for me.
What did you do?
Yesterday, we had a big chat about flies, right? And then I never wished you a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that's okay. Like,
and then the first thing you said, I mean, I'm in the car. That's how quick I was out of here. I'm in the car when Sheena starts talking. And I'm like, oh, Mother's Day. You're the only mom that was in the studio yesterday.
Oh, that's okay. It's all good. I wished her. I wish Serena Kelly from the Aaron News Centre as well. See, that's what you do. You wish people that you work with happy Mother's Day, especially when they're incredible moms.
I forgot that.
Did you hear what my son did for Mother's Day?
I missed the link. I heard you tease it in
there. What did Kai do?
He comes into our room in the morning. He gets in on Mark's side of the bed and he goes, "Happy Mother's Day, Daddy."
Oh, dear.
No, he did not.
I was like, no. What? And I'm like, what about me? And then he just ignored me and went to sleep snuggling up with his father.
Wow. Mark needs to lay off the donuts.
I'm really upset, actually. I was really...
Are you okay?
I don't know.
How are you doing
there? Now that I'm thinking about it again, I'm a little bit angry again about it.
Are you so angry that you decided to leave your phone at home? See... Jonna, what you don't know is that Sheena's husband, Mark, messaged and said, when you see Sheena, can you please let her know that she forgot her phone at home?
Oh.
Yeah.
How would you...
And then he's like, she'll probably come back to get it. And then I had to write to him again and say, she's not coming back.
No.
And he's like, it's okay, she emailed.
No phone.
No, I left it. And then I started thinking to myself, oh no... Okay, maybe I should go back and get it. And then I thought, no, this is brilliant. Nobody can bug me for the next few hours.
Leave
the phone at home.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you stress about it.
But aren't you stressed for her, Jonna?
Not really. I think it'll be okay. It'll be really refreshing. I think you'll find it really refreshing. It'll be nice. It'll be different.
Can I tell you what I did? I got to work and I sent an email to my husband. And I said, just so you know. Clearly he hasn't checked his email. Just so you know, I've forgotten my phone at home. If you need to find me, send me an email or call the studio, because this is where I'm going to be for the next 3 hours.
He has checked the emails, because when I wrote back and said she's not coming back for the phone, he said, yeah, I know she emailed.
Mm. Oh, I think that's nice. I think you're going to enjoy the day without the phone, Sheena.
I think you should leave yours here.
Hello. No, absolutely not. I've got a busy day. Look what I got.
Yes,
I got a trophy.
I saw this.
All I had to do was upset children for it, and it was amazing. I think it was worth it. I won Are You Smarter with Nats, obviously, collectively. We got more points than the children, and we got a little trophy.
There was a lot of I won.
Yeah, we won. And there's a lot of glitter in the studio as a result. Our sincere apologies.
Yeah, it looks like festive up in here.
You are welcome. Happy Mother's Day for yesterday.
Thank you.
That's why there's actual confetti in here.
Mm.
And the trophy's for you.
Okay,
have a great
thanks.
Show. Yeah, no, but this is my trophy. You can't have it. This is our trophy. Sorry, our. But I'm taking it home. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good show.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Yay, Oz, I'm winning. Are You Smarter? What an end to the season. Happy spring break.
Bye.